Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you've been listening already and you're still listening, you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And if you just tuned in, look, that's what you got to look forward to. The more you listen, the smarter you're going to get. And we're going to tell you you're smart. How about that? Where else do you go to get that kind of treatment? It's good to have you here, and it's good to have Dr. William Duckerberg as our guest, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is chief economist at the National Federation of Independent Business. He's a professor of economics at Temple University in the great city of Philadelphia in the great state of Pennsylvania. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you. That's right. We haven't talked since.
We haven't. Yeah. Hey, we're going to do two things today. Today we're going to, well, actually three things. We're going to talk about what your small business respondents to your survey told you most recently. As you know, folks, Bill polls small business owners every month, hundreds of them, thousands maybe, and ask them, how are things going? How's business? How are your customers? How are your employees? How's your capital? Et cetera, et cetera. And they tell him, and he compiles that information and reports it back to us once a month. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about the economy in general, and we're also going to talk about what the Fed is going to do, we think, what Bill and I think the Fed is going to do today. So, Bill, you want to start out with your report. What are your small business owners telling you about the economy?
Well, of course, the last time we had a good conversation with them was through the month of December.
Right.
And they were a little less optimistic. They kind of returned to the few downer months we had mid last year. So we saw our index fall all the way to 96.5, which is, you know, not great. 100 is based at 1986, so we saw kind of the index deteriorate from, say, 103 at the beginning of the year down to 96-ish.
Right. Why do you think that was?
Well, I think, you know, the beginning of the year, of course, was hot. The economy was growing
right.
In the first quarter, you know, twice our long-run rate of growth, and so you're always more excited when lots of customers are coming in the door. It's always a good time. And the economy slowed, and, of course, the housing markets the industry started into major decline about mid-year, and since about 15% of our owners are in the construction industry, they obviously were not feeling quite as happy about things.
Right.
The retailers were feeling okay, so we didn't have a problem there. So I think it was just basically things were slowing down. They were worried that we might go into recession. As you know, many of us talking heads
right.
Said we'd have a serious recession. Well, that worried people a little bit.
I never said that.
You and I never said that either.
You and I never said that. I do shows regularly with Kiplinger and with other folks, and they use the R word sometimes. Some of these other,
yeah.
As you say, talking heads. And I told them I thought they were wrong.
Yeah, we saw, you know, based on our survey numbers, we still saw a really good, quite a good fourth quarter, and we get the GDP number this week, I think. And we see a pretty good first quarter. So there's nothing in our numbers that says recession. It just certainly is slower than a year ago at this time. And other than that, you know, things didn't look that badly. We had a major decline in the percent of firms reporting higher prices. And maybe that's, of course, depressing because small firms like to raise prices when
but
they can.
But that's not a bad thing in a lot of ways.
That was good. Well, it was certainly good from the Fed's point of view. They were
that's
happy
right.
to do that.
That's right.
Let's say we all like to raise prices if we can. What it meant was, of course, that the sales weakened enough so that we couldn't really raise prices.
Or it just meant that the pricing, which had had a lag 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, meant that the people were actually at their optimum pricing, and that any increases you got, you had to dig out, you know, by better service and by doing a better job, not just by arbitrarily raising prices.
Right. Certainly, mid last year we had over a quarter of our firms raising prices, and so we saw it decline steadily from mid last year all the way through December.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it may be since energy costs were coming down. Of course, there were things happening that didn't pressure our owners to
right.
raise prices like we were seeing in early and mid-year when we saw $70 oil.
Well, and one thing I want to point out is, folks, that was for the month of December. That's all you were doing was taking a snapshot for December, right?
Right.
And so this, you know, this wasn't, you know, the overall perspective, which I want to talk to Bill. I'm going to get Bill to talk to us about when we come back after these messages. The overall perspective of the economy. We're going to blend in what his respondents said to him in his survey as well, and move on to talk about what we think the Fed is going to do with interest rates today. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. A little bit of the Isley Brothers for you there. Long career those guys had. Actually, I think they still have. I think they're still wailing out there. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for taking advantage of it. It's there for you. There's no barrier to entry. If you can show up, if you can get to our site, we'll let you in and let you use all of our stuff to your advantage, to your little heart's content, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog and all the resources that are there just for you. Bill Dunkelberg's survey is there. Every month we post his survey, the survey that we've been talking about for a few minutes so far today, and the report that he produces based on the survey of responses that small business owners give him about how the economy's doing. And December was off a little bit, Bill, but I, as I said as we went to the break, I want to remind folks that was also just 1 month. And you didn't ask them how have things been going for the last 6 months or 9 months. You said how are things right now, don't you?
Right, and you know, and the number that we got was actually higher than two or three other readings in 2006. So we didn't hit any new low territory, anything like that. We were a little volatile in 2006, but that you know that's really all. And the main reason the index fell was that we had a net decline of 15 points in the percent of owners who thought the economy was going to get better. So I guess they were starting to believe all those talking heads. You know, you always have all that talk about how bad the holiday season is going to be. And, of course, I always write commentaries out and put them out that say, get serious. You have a record percentage of the population working.
That's right.
2.3%. Unemployment rate's 4.5%. Wages are growing. How can you have a bad holiday season? And sure enough, you know, it was a good holiday season.
Why is it the fact that, you know, 10,000 planes landing safely is not news? Is that the reason why the media keeps trying to convince people that the economy is bad? What do you think, Bill?
Well, you know, I think no change is, you know, not news. So, you know, I know I have a couple of colleagues in the profession who I think intentionally post their forecast either at one extreme or the other because the press isn't interested in talking people in the middle.
Hmm. You know, so basically
you have to forecast a recession or a boom before, you know, you can get on TV.
Well, I'll tell you, what I think people should do is look around them. Don't listen to Lou Dobbs. Don't listen to the wackos who are just trying to get ratings. And look around them. Do you have a job? Are you working? Do the people you know have a job? Are they working?
Right.
You know, are you you know, where are you today relative to where you are, say, 5 years ago?
Yep.
You know, and what are your customers doing? Are they spending money with you or not? Maybe you're a small business owner who started up a business in the last 2 or 3 years. How is that going? You know, I think you should look around and check your position, don't you?
Yeah, and stop listening to us, quote-unquote, experts.
Well,
you know the definition of an expert, Jim, and X is an unknown quantity, and spurt is a drip under pressure.
Speak for yourself there, Bill. So what do you think about the economy?
Well, the economy looks pretty good. I think we're dipping down here to kind of a low point, which isn't going to be very low. That'll be kind of through the fourth quarter into the first quarter. The main drag there is is the big slowdown in housing. I mean, housing starts have really plummeted. We built too many houses. I'm actually going to build my house in Florida this year because builders will now talk to me,
right?
Which they haven't for years. So we'll get that done. And that's a big piece of the economy. So that slowed it down. Helping us out, of course, is that interest rates have stayed very low. We got a huge kind of a tax cut through the fall in energy prices. Remember,
right.
We burn 300 million gallons of gas a day. When it falls $1 a gallon, which it did,
right.
Well, we have 300 million extra dollars in our pockets every day.
In tax return.
Yeah, well, just in lower gas prices.
Yeah, yeah. So, I know, but I'm saying that's like getting a tax return, isn't it?
Right. It's like a tax cut. So we had more money to spend, and people like these lower prices. So, so a few sectors are struggling. Some of the, our big three are struggling in the sales, but Nissan, Pathfinder, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, they're mm-hmm. all selling a lot of cars. So, things aren't that bad, really.
Well, that's the other thing is you can't look to Detroit and determine how the automobile industry is. You got to look to the whole U.S.
Exactly.
automobile industry.
Exactly. The big three are in trouble. But you have to look at total car sales are really, holding up very nicely.
Well, absolutely. This housing thing, are you worried about the long-term health of the housing industry?
Not at all.
I'm not either. But but if you listen to some of the other folks, you'd think that we're all going to be living in tents in a couple of months.
Yeah, I know. Those are the people that, scared some of our owners, and that was unfortunate. But, the housing numbers are really looking very good. Sales of existing and new home sales are still growing, not falling now. They're positive. They've turned around. We do what we always do, and most houses are built by our little friends, our small businesses who build 10 and 20
right.
houses, not the big toll brothers.
Or one at a time, some of them.
Right, and we always tend to overbuild because we don't have a good sense of what everybody else is doing. So we
right.
end up building houses faster than the population's growing. That
mm-hmm.
always results in excess supply, and then we get a little adjustment and. And then this time we had a little bubble in there. Some people got too excited, but, it's not an unusual event.
But it wasn't a national bubble. It was a pocketed bubble. It was a regional bubble. The bubbles were not national, Bill, were they?
No, they weren't. I mean, they brought the overall average up, so average house prices were rising. But you're right, they were highly sectoralized,
mm-hmm.
and they seem to be not really hurting us very much.
That's a word you won't get anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. Highly sectoralized. I love that word. And only Bill Dunkelberg can bring you that one. Stand by, 10-10. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about inflation. Is it a problem or not? And what's the Fed going to do today? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Dr. Dunkelberg is Chief Economist for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, and that's NFIB.com, right, Bill?
That's it.
That's where you can go to find out more about them, and I encourage you to do that. And if an NFIB rep calls on you, I encourage you to find out more about the NFIB. As you know, I'm a strong supporter of theirs and have been a member now for a long time, more than 15 years. And, Bill, I know your reports are available on that website. They're also available on my website, but then you have another website where they're posted.
Right, smallbiz.org. That's smallbus.org.
.org. So check that out, folks, and you can find out. Now, your reports are usually posted around the second week of the month, right?
Right. Well, we'll release on Tuesday morning, the second Tuesday of every month. We'll release the data, and then we post them. We try to post them that day on the website. So you can get the full report. The last 12 reports are there, the last 12 monthly reports, so you can see how accurate we are. And,
right.
And of course, the charts, which are very telling with 30 years of data on.
Right. Very good stuff, folks. He's been doing this for decades now, not years, but decades. Bill, the Fed is meeting. They're having one of their, I guess twice a year they have a two-day meeting, as I remember, and this is one of those, and they met yesterday, and they're meeting today, and today will be the day when they'll announce what they're going to do with the Fed funds rate. Are they going to raise them or lower them, keep them the same? If they keep them the same, are they going to lean one way or the other? What do you think they're going to, what do you think that they're seeing? What do you think they will say today in the meeting as they anticipate what to do about rates?
Well, of course, guessing what they're going to do about rates, I can be a member of your no-brainer trust for that one. They're not going to do anything, and that's because you know they're not really getting bad news on inflation per se. If you look at the CPI over the last 3 months, so October, November, December, the inflation was essentially zero there, primarily because we had major declines in energy prices, which brought down you know the cost of that whole CPI basket. And so, go, you know, the core rate is still too high, but the core rate did come down in the last three-month period. So they're going to say, you know, it's working. And our data confirm that because we've seen the percentage of our firms raising prices fall from 26 in April down to 8 in December. So I think they'll just say, you know, it's working. We're going to hang on. There's no sense in squeezing the economy any harder unless we get evidence that these things are going to turn back the other way and inflation will pick up again.
So what is inflation right now?
Well, it depends on your measure, but the one they look at is the core rate, which is the CPI minus food and energy. That's 2.6% for the last 12 months, but 1.8% for the last 3 months.
So it's come down a good bit.
It's trending down, yeah.
But even
slowly,
it's trending.
But surely.
But the interesting thing, though, is it's trending downward without the benefit of the energy reduction.
Well, the third quarter was really, you know, when you say without the benefit of the energy, you're right, energy's out of the CPI
core,
but nonetheless, you know, it still leaks its way in there. So
right.
Having energy prices fall is helping on the core, too.
Right, an indirect standpoint.
Indirectly,
well,
right.
So you think it's a no-brainer. They're not going to do anything. I agree with you. I think it's going to stay just exactly. In fact, my prediction for 2007, one of my predictions was that they would not raise rates during the entire year 2007. And, in fact, in the second half, might lower rates a quarter.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty sensible forecast. They're going to still lean toward the inflation risk because the core is too high at 2.6%. That's at least 0.6 percentage points over where they said their target is, which is 1 to 2.
Right.
So that's where that'll be their risk, but the balance will be very close. But with the economy really looking like it's coming back, you know, they'll say inflation will be the major concern.
I was a bull in my prediction for 2007 a growth rate, for economic growth rate, and I defied everybody else that I could read about and said that we would grow at a rate of 3% for 2007. What do you think?
Well, that's probably, we're on the low side of that with our numbers at the moment. We're looking more like at 2.8, somewhere around in there.
But you were one of the. Then that makes you one of the high ones because a lot of people were predicting, you know, closer to 2. Quickly in 30 seconds, why do you think oil prices have come down?
Well, basically, supply started catching up with demand. Plus, you know, our economy slowed substantially, so the demand for oil went down, the supply went up because prices were so high, and that means lower prices.
Well said. He did it in 20 seconds. Bill, one of the reasons why, you know, when you talk about the economy slowing, you know, you're not saying it's in trouble. You're saying it went from 140 miles an hour to 80 miles an hour.
Exactly.
And that's the
near trend. That's where we need to be.
And that's what the reporters aren't getting. And so we need to remember that when we look around yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here today. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.